Prabhupada ki jai. ISKCON founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nanda Gaudi Vaishnavrinda ki jai. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur ki jai. Vrim Sekaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Prasiddhi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Shri Shri Radhakrishna Gopi Gopata Sayam Kunda Radhakunda Giri Govardhan ki jai, Vrindavanam ki jai, Mathuram ki jai, Navadeepdam ki jai, Jagadasami ki jai, Yamunamai ki jai, Srimati Galasi Devi ki jai, Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Gaura Premananda Hari Hari Go. All glories the assembled devotees, all glories the assembled devotees, all glories the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So, Om Magana, Timiranda, Shaganan, Janash, Shlakaya, Chakshur, and Miritam, Yena Tasmai, Shri Gurave, Namaha. So, before talking about Lord Jagannath and why he looks the way he looks, we're going to talk about Jagannath Puri, which is where Lord Jagannath resides. And as we see here in this slide, Jagannath Puri is described in the Puranas. And it's described in the Skanda Purana as being 10 yojanas, or 80 miles, because each yojana is about 8 to 10 miles. And it's surrounded by 10 yojana, and it's in the shape of a conch shell, as we see here in this nice slide. So this Jagannath Puri is very important to Gaudiya Vaishnavas because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna himself, stayed there in Jagannath Puri for almost half of his manifest pastimes on this earth. And he stayed in a place called the Gambira, which is a very, very small room. And in this Gambira, he exhibited symptoms of separation from Krishna. Because even though Lord Chaitanya is Krishna, he was in the mood of Radha. And Radha is experiencing what's called Vipralamba Seva, intense emotions of separation from her most beloved Krishna. And so that is the greatest ecstasy and also the greatest pain. So anyone who wants to go back to the spiritual world, you get to experience both things simultaneously. Any volunteers? In the material world, we have the greatest pain in the name of ecstasy and the greatest pain in the name of pain. But in the spiritual world, we have the greatest ecstasy in the name of pain and the greatest ecstasy in the name of ecstasy. I think you followed that. So Lord Chaitanya, because when one experiences separation from Krishna, then what happens? Krishna is manifest in that separation. If you experience separation from somebody who passes away, let's say, he's not manifested. And then you go to some psychic who cheats you out of your money and tells you that your dearly beloved is speaking through your tape recorder. Because it's not manifested in separation. So in Jagannath Puri, there's the deity that Lord Chaitanya disappeared into, and this is called the Tota Gopinath deity. And the reason he's called Tota Gopinath is because he was found in a garden. And in this garden, Lord Chaitanya was there before the deity was found. And Lord Chaitanya was crying out, "Where is my Prananath?" Does anyone know what Prananath means? What? Lord of my life. Actually, one time I was initiating a married couple and I gave the man the name Prananath. So his wife is always saying, "Oh, Prananath." They're very romantic. Anyway, so Lord Chaitanya was chanting, "Where is my Prananath?" And Gadadhar Pandit Goswami, I said to him, "He's in your heart and he's everywhere." And then Lord Chaitanya started to dig in the ground. And guess what happened? And there was the head of the deity. Anyone heard that story before?
No.
That's the manifestation of Tota Gopinath. They dug him out, and he came out, and he's very tall deity, but he's sitting down. He wasn't sitting down when Lord Chaitanya found him. But when Gadadhar Pandit, who is Radharani in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, wanted to serve him in his old age, you know, when you get older, certain things happen. Anyone's experienced that? Okay. Anyway, arthritis, rheumatism. So he couldn't stand up to serve the deity, which is very tall. So then he came into the deity room one morning and Krishna was sitting. And that's the Totagopinath deity. Both Gadadhar Pandit and Lord Chaitanya disappeared into this deity. And that's the outside of the temple. And that's one of our visits to there. And there's a picture of Totagopinath and Srimati Radharani and Lalita. Also, there's this place called the Siddha Bakul in Jagannath Puri. Anyone's been there? Yeah. Siddha Bakul is the place where Haridas Thakur would chant. And he would chant 192 rounds a day. Pretty good. Sometimes I ask devotees to chant 64 rounds a day and they say, impossible. Prabhupada tried that and they said, impossible. And then he reduced to 16. So, Haridas Thakur would chant here. Here we are circumambulating. And Lord Chaitanya would come every day to see Haridas Thakur, because Haridas Thakur was born in a Muslim family. And therefore he was prohibited from entering the temple. Also, they have prohibited me from entering the temple, even though I'm not born in a Muslim family. I told them I was a Brahmin from New York and they still wouldn't let me in. Do you remember that, Jai Shri? She was with me one day. So I'm a Brahmin from New York. No. So Prabhupada said Lord Jagannath is Jagannath, not Puri Nath. He's the Lord of everybody. Of course, this is the entrance to the Gundicha temple, where Lord Jagannath goes when he's on his Rath Yatra. And Lord Chaitanya would cleanse this Gundicha temple before Lord Jagannath got there, before the Rath Yatra started, and he would cleanse it with his devotees and even with his own cloth. The Samadhi of Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur passed away while Lord Chaitanya was still manifesting his pastimes, and Lord Chaitanya considered him so dear that even though he wasn't allowed in the temple to see Lord Jagannath, Lord Chaitanya personally picked up his body and danced with the body after Haridas Thakur left the body. And he allowed Haridas Thakur to glance at his lotus face as he was leaving this world. So this is the Samadhi. This is another famous place in Jagannath Puri. This is the sand dune right outside the Totagopinath temple. And this sand dune, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thought was what? Govardhan. And Lord Chaitanya would run there because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being Krishna, in the mood of Radharani, was always attached to Braj. And there's deities there. And then the ocean is considered a great tirtha. Lord Chaitanya said anyone who bathes, especially after Haridas Thakur's body was bathed in that ocean, can get liberated and become Krishna conscious if they bathe in this ocean. And this is the deities of Lord Chaitanya, Dvaita and Sita. And this is the main temple in Jagannath Puri, which we'll describe in a second how it was constructed. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would stand by this stamba, the Garuda stamba, to see the deities. He didn't want to get too close because he would be in so much ecstasy that he would faint. And practically speaking, people thought he had left his body because he was in this Mahabhav ecstasy in which the breath is hardly there. And that ecstasy is only exhibited by Radharani and her associates. So one time Lord Chaitanya was seeing the deity and this older lady climbed up on his shoulders. And so Lord Chaitanya's servant Govinda that you see here was quite upset. But you see, Lord Chaitanya was not a sexist or a chauvinist. Because when Govinda told the lady, "Get down, you're offending Lord Chaitanya," Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called Govinda, his servant, a man. He said, "You're an uncivilized person that you've asked this lady to come down because she has had so much ecstasy wanting to see Lord Jagannath. I wish I had the same ecstasy." So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appreciated, even though this lady stood on his shoulders. Pretty interesting, isn't it? So this is, Lord Chaitanya was equal to everybody. And this is during the Rath Yatra. Lord Chaitanya would dance and chant before Lord Jagannath. More pictures of the Jagannath temple. In the entrance to the temple, there is Patita Pavana Lord Jagannath. That means, for those of us who are fallen, like... Patita Pavana means the savior of the fallen, basically. We're Patita, and Lord Chaitanya is Pavana. And Lord Chaitanya and Lord Jagannath. So you see this deity, what the pujaris say when you go there, is take a look at Patita Pavana Jagannath and give us a donation, but you can't go into the temple. I tried to bribe my way into the temple one year. It didn't work. I gave them some money and I said, now you let me in to see Lord Jagannath? And they said, we'll tell you about Lord Jagannath. And I said, give me back my money. So, there's the Rath Yatra. Millions and millions of people go to see Rath Yatra, and this Rath Yatra is broadcast live on Doordarshan TV. You can see it on the internet. So it's already finished for the year. And it's an amazing ceremony. The beginning of the Rath Yatra, you find Lord Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadra carried out with silken ropes, and they're so heavy that that even so many men can't carry them. They have to bounce from one cushion to another. So the Lord Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadra, they're rocking back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And they're finally carried. Anyone been at Rath Yatra here? No one's been to Rath Yatra. Not our Rath Yatra, but the Rath Yatra Jagannath Puri. It's amazing. And there are jugglers who go before the deities, who are throwing fire up in the air. It's like a whole three-ring type of circus, basically. And it's simply amazing. At that time, people like me are allowed to see Lord Jagannath. Actually, Lord Jagannath should be seen by everybody. Not just because Lord Jagannath is not a racist. Right? And there's King Prataparudra, the king of Orissa, sweeping the road in front of Lord Jagannath, as Lord Jagannath is carried on the cart. So here's the main road. See how crowded it is? Amazing. Amazing. It's one of the world's largest festivals. Of course, the world's largest festival is what? Kumbh Mela. That is the largest gathering of human beings, religious or otherwise, on the planet. Kumbh Mela. And here's more pictures of Rath Yatra. One time the cart wouldn't move, and all the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't get Lord Jagannath moving again. I know I changed the poem. And so then Lord Chaitanya personally had to put his head to the cart, and the cart moved. Because Lord Chaitanya is Krishna in the mood of Radharani, and Lord Jagannath is Krishna in the mood of Krishna. And then Lord Jagannath is hankering after Radharani, and Lord Chaitanya in the mood of Radharani is hankering after Lord Jagannath. So there's this emotional interplay between both of them. And Lord Chaitanya would chant with such ecstasy, the tears would come out of his eyes like syringes. You know, like a syringe like you use in Holi? They would go like 10 meters away. He was crying in so much ecstasy. That's one of the symptoms of transcendental ecstasy. Then part of the festival involves Harapanchami, which 5 days, 4 or 5 days after the Rath Yatra, because Lord Jagannath is leaving from Jagannath Puri, which represents Dwarka, and going to Vrindavan. Then his wife, the goddess of fortune, gets very upset that he's gone for so long. And at that time there were no cell phones. So what she did is she had her associates go and attack the associates of Lord Jagannath. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was present 500 years ago, then Lord Chaitanya's associates would dress up as Lakshmi's associates and also Jagannath's associates, and they would be beating. And when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw this, he said, this is simply amazing, the jealous anger of the goddess of fortune. And he said, there's three types of jealous ladies. I better not talk about that right now. What's the next question? He said there's sober, restless, and mixed. Sober means that the husband does something that makes the wife jealous. She doesn't say anything. She just bites her upper lip. And the husband says, "What's wrong?" He says, "Nothing, honey." That's sober. And restless means the latte, you know, the stick. You rascal! Where have you been? And mixed means sarcastic humor. That she gets real sarcastic. I know you just went bowling or something. Just what I had. This is okay. So that's sober, restless, and mixed. And someone's mobile phone. All right. That's all right. That person is going to, whoever's mobile phone is going to make up the difference we need to clear the land across the road. Thank you very much. If you want to get your mobile phone back. All right. Okay. And then so, just to sum up the Rath Yatra, that Lord Jagannath eventually does go back, but he waits another few days before going back. So this is the Rath Yatra ceremony. Now, let's talk about why Lord Jagannath looks like Lord Jagannath. Of course, Lord Jagannath always looks like Lord Jagannath, but why he looks like he does. There's two stories, and we'll tell them very quickly. One is what we call esoteric story. It means that most people don't know. And the other one is the exoteric story that just about everybody knows. Please turn off your mobile phones. So, you have mail. So, the esoteric story is very interesting, very short story. Once upon a time, Krishna was in Dwarka. And Krishna's wives, Krishna had a lot of wives. Does anyone know how many? 16,108. For those who are not familiar with the Krishna conscious philosophy, we're not advocating polygamy. Unless you're God. And God, actually, in one sense, everyone's God's wife, so don't worry. Prabhupada said, if one wants to have 16,108 wives, they have to have a house for each and every one of them, and a car, a swimming pool, and everything else. So, don't try it. So, so Krishna's wives wanted to hear about Krishna's girlfriends. Now, that's another question. Why does God have girlfriends? Some of you who are not familiar with our philosophy, this may appear very bewildering. Well, the point is that whatever is here in this world is there in the spiritual world. It wouldn't be here unless it was there in its pure, pristine form. So that's a brief explanation. But when you do it, it's miserable. When God does it, it's blissful. That's the difference. So we're, in this world, we're a reflection of the spiritual world. So whatever you see here is manifest in the spiritual world, and much more, of course. Much, much more. So, Krishna's wives wanted to hear about his girlfriends. You know, naturally, sometimes wives want to hear about girlfriends. You know, what did you do before you were married? So, So they wanted to hear, some of them were a little envious, like Satyabhama. So they went to Rohini. Ooh. Who is the mother of Balaram, and she happened to be in Vrindavan as well as in Dwarka. She's one of those personalities. So they said, please tell us. And she said, we have to tell you in secret, because if we tell you openly, then Krishna's going to want to go back to Vrindavan, it's going to cause havoc, it's going to make him remember Vrindavan. So they went into a room, and she posted Subhadra as a guard. And Subhadra was there as a guard. And you know, if you're told not to let anyone in and don't listen to what we're saying, It's like telling someone, don't tell anyone, it's a secret. I get this all the time. People come to me, I'm not supposed to tell anyone. And you shouldn't tell anyone that I told you. Right. Does that happen? Happens all the time. And so you post someone at the door and say, it's a secret, don't listen, but just guard the door. So she did start listening as Krishna's pastimes were being manifest through the mouth of Mother Rohini. And when she listened, she got in so much ecstasy that her arms shrunk up into her body and she looks like Lady Subhadra that we see here. Because in a spiritual body, when you have ecstasy, it manifests fully in the body. When we have ecstasy, there's a little bit of differences that occur. You know, we smile a little bit. Our eyes get a little wide. Not too wide. You know, that's about it. You know, their hands go like this. But that's about all you can do when you're in ecstasy. But when you have a spiritual body, the body changes shape, basically. And so this is her manifestation of ecstasy. Then what happened is that Balaram walked by and saw his sister in a very unusual shape. And he said to his sister, what's up? She couldn't say anything. Her eyes were wide like that. And then he listened to the door and the same thing happened. Not exactly the same thing, but you know, similar thing happened to him. And then Lord Jagannath, Krishna, same thing happened to him, or a similar thing happened to him. That's the esoteric story, because Krishna manifesting, Krishna, Baladev and Subhadra, manifesting their mood of intense separation from Vrindavan and the residents of Vrindavan. Okay, that's the esoteric story. Now we're going to tell the story that probably all of you know. This is the story of King Indradunya. Indradunya was a great king. And he heard a story about a deity named Nila Madhava. And he wanted to go see that deity and bring him to his kingdom. So he sent out all of his Brahmin associates going all over the kingdom. Because in those days, Brahmins were messengers too. They didn't get paid, so it was easy to employ them. Nowadays, if you have like a prime minister or something like that, you've got to pay them a lot of money. So he sent them all out everywhere, and they came back, and they couldn't find the deity. But there was one of his Brahmin messengers, his name was Vidyapati, who stayed out, and he came to this village of Shabaros. And in this village of Shabaros, Shabara means like pig-eating caste. You understand? Or pig-keeping caste. The lower caste. So in this village, he was entertained by this nice, young, pretty girl named Lalita. It's a nice name. Because in India, it's very nice. Everybody gets a spiritual name just by being born in India. Not everybody, but a lot of people do. So he was entertained by her, and later on her father came back. The father's name is Vishvashu. And what happened is that he fell in love. He fell in love and they eventually got married. They didn't live happily ever after. There's more to the story. So, but this Vidyapati saw that his father-in-law was going out every night and he was coming back smelling like sandalwood oil and all sorts of fragrances. And he asked his wife, where is he going? And she said, I'm not supposed to tell you, but I'll tell you. If you don't tell anybody that I told you. You know that old thing, telephone, anyway, I won't tell you the whole thing. So, she told him that my father's going up to see this deity, Nila Madhava, every night, and worshipping the deity. And so this Vidyapati begged the Shabara, please, take me to see the deity. And the Shabara finally relented. Okay, you can only go if you blindfold yourself and I'll lead you up there. But then Vidyapati had a plan. He said to his dear wife, Lalita, you sew a little pocket in my dhoti and you put a little hole in that pocket and you put mustard seeds in that pocket. So when I walk, mustard seeds will fall out as I'm walking up the hill to see Nila Madhava. So That's what happened. He walked up the hill blindfolded, and then they removed the blindfold when he got to the top of the hill and he saw the deity. He was amazed. Wow, what an amazing deity. And then he saw something so amazing that happened right on the side of the deity. There was a tree. That's not so amazing. But there was a crow on the tree. That's not amazing either. But the crow fell into the lake there. And as soon as the crow fell into the lake and died, the crow came out with four arms. And a spiritual airplane picked the crow up and took him back to the spiritual world. So Vajapati saw this and he said, Hari Bol, all glories to Prabhupada. And he climbed, he climbed this tree and got ready to jump in because he thought, you know, this is an easy way back to Godhead, isn't it? You know, don't have to chant any rounds, you know, don't have to go to Mangalarti, nothing. Just go, leave my body. So, but then he heard a voice, no, you are not responsible. You should actually inform the king, King Indra Jr., what happened. So he did that. And they went back down the hill. Vishvasu, the Shapura, he had a dream that the deity was going to be taken away from him. So he imprisoned Vajapati. He wouldn't let him go. Finally, Lalita interceded and said, please let my husband go. And of course, he let the husband go. Vajapati went back to see King Indradunya. The king came back with all of the horses and men, and they followed this trail up the hill. And as they followed the trail of mustard plants, because the mustard seeds had grown into mustard plants, they didn't find the deity. They thought the Shabra had taken the deity away. So they imprisoned the Shabra and all the villagers, but then they heard a voice that said, I will not appear in this form of Nila, Nila Madhava anymore, but I will appear as Daru Brahman. Does anyone know what Daru Brahman means? Anyone? He's the Lord in wood. The Lord in wood. So you go to this place called Niladri, which is Jagannath Puri, and construct a temple for me. So he went to the Niladri, Jagannath Puri, constructed a temple. The temple was so big, it was 60 cubits underground and 120 cubits above ground. And then he was thinking, I need someone to consecrate the temple, so he went to Brahmaloka. And in Brahmaloka, the time factor is experienced differently than the time factor is experienced here. Like 1 minute, or 1 instant is like a year. So when he was gone for a few minutes in Brahmaloka, the next king took over, and the king after him took over. And the king after him who took over was called Galamadava, and he claimed that the temple was his. But then when Indradunya came back, and they had this little discussion, it's my temple, I constructed it. And Galamadava said, it's my temple, I constructed it. But then there was a crow. This famous crow, it's called the Bhushandi crow. I think some of you who have read the Ramayana know about this crow. He's always chanting, Ram, 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 Ram. So he's been living for millions and millions of years. So he witnessed who had actually constructed the temple. And he said, King Indradunya has constructed it. So Galamadava was exiled at that particular point. So then, Indradunya requested Brahma to consecrate the temple, and Brahma said, I can't consecrate the temple because this is a holy place. It's already consecrated. You don't consecrate a holy place because it's already a holy place. And so Lord Brahma basically put a flag on the temple, but Indradunya became very depressed and suicidal at that point because there was no deity. And in that dream, in that depressed state, he had a dream, and he dreamt that the Lord appeared to him and said, I would come as wood, and it'll be floating in the sea, this piece of wood. So the king went the next day to the sea, and he found this giant piece of wood floating in the sea, and he couldn't move it. Even with all of his soldiers and everything, they couldn't move it. And then he heard a voice that said, you should employ Vishvasu and Vidyapati, who were still alive at that time, to move this wood and bring the wood so we can make the deities. So then He brought the wood to this place, and he was looking for a sculptor who could carve the deities, and nobody could carve the deities, because everybody's instruments broke immediately when they tried to just chip away at the wood. Finally, this person called Ananta Maharana, who is described in some Puranas as Vishvakarma, and some other Puranas it says it's the Lord himself, but in any case, he appeared as a sculptor, and he said, I will sculpt the deities in 21 days if you don't disturb me. Just leave me alone. If you disturb me, I'm out of here. I'm gone. So for 14 days, they could hear chip, 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 chip on the wood. But then after that, there was no sound. And then what happened is Indradunya's wife started to nag him and said, look, you have to check on him. He said, no, I'm not supposed to check on it. I'm supposed to leave him alone for 21 days. She said, no, you check on him. He said, and then I guess it was too much for him. So he went and he checked on the sculpting that was going on. And then he saw the forms that we see here. And then he thought, I've committed a great offense. I have not allowed the sculptor to finish the deities. And who knows what we have here? Because he didn't know that was the Lord's actual form. Feeling separation from the residents of Vrindavan. Then he had another dream. He was getting ready to kill himself by fasting. He had another dream. And he said, in this dream, the Lord said, this is the way I want to appear. And therefore, you should serve me in this form, and you should allow the Shabara descendants of Vishvashu to be my cooks, and they'll be called Dayitas. And then you should have the descendants of Vidyapati by his Brahmin wife, because Vidyapati had two wives, to be my pujaris. So at that point, Vidyapati and Lalita began to cook for the deities, and Indradunya asked for benedictions from Lord Jagannath. And it's interesting the benedictions he asked for. He said, I want your temple to be open all day except for 3 hours. You can take rest 3 hours every night. Not very kind. But anyways, because I want people to have your darshan. Just like we do here, although not all night. But on Sunday we leave the deities open. Normally on a normal day we close the deities and the deities take a little nap for about 3 hours in the afternoon. So I want the deities to be open all day long except for 3 hours, and I want your fingers to be always wet. Now that's a strange benediction, fingers wet. But that meant he wanted Lord Jagannath to be eating all day long. That shows that Lord Jagannath has a spiritual body, because if you eat all day long, you're sick. But Lord Jagannath, he's eating so many times, like 50, 64 times, or 58 times a day, he's eating. And there's Jagannath Mahaprasadam distributed everywhere. One of the reasons for that is that the goddess Durga got very angry with Lord Shiva one time, because Lord Shiva had gotten Mahaprasadam and had not given her any Mahaprasadam. He said, you're not qualified. You're material. Imagine telling your wife that. I'm the only one qualified to eat Mahaprasadam, you know, just watch me eat. So, she got angry, so even Durga gets angry at her husband. So it's bona fide, you ladies. She got angry at her husband, she said, I'll show you what a great Vaishnava or Vaishnavi I am. I'm going to arrange for Prasadam, Mahaprasadam to be distributed to the whole universe, to everybody. Not only will I take it, but every one of the conditioned souls, because Durga is our mother. She is very concerned with us. Expansion of Srimati Radharani. So therefore the king asked for Lord Jagannath to be eating all day long and his prasadam to be distributed all day long. And then the final benediction is the king asked for, which is interesting. He said, I ask that I will not have any descendants. Now that's an interesting benediction to ask for, no children. Because most people do want children, don't they? The reason he asked for that is because sometimes we find when people who are in charge of temples have descendants, that means children, for those of you who don't know, the children claim the temple as their property. That happened in Vrindavan, that many of these Goswami temples were run by people who had children, and then the children claimed the temple as their property, and they sold the deity's property, not the temple per se, But the properties that belong to the deities, like the whole Loi Bazaar, anyone been to Loi Bazaar here? That's in Vrindavan. That's the only place, Prabhupada said, that's the only place where Krishna is not in Vrindavan. Because the devotees would go there. If Krishna is there, but Prabhupada was saying that because the devotees would shop all the time. They would spend their whole pilgrimage shopping for saris, dhotis, nose rings, earrings, tongue rings. And so, all of Loi Bazaar was owned previously by Radharaman, Radha Damodar, these temples there, and it was sold to people by people who thought that they owned the deity's property. Now, nowadays in India, actually it's very interesting, there's a law in India that deity can actually own property. It could be on the deed. Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
It says the owner of this property is Radha Golokananda.
Yeah.
So we're not in India right now. But what we have here in ISKCON is that the property doesn't belong to anybody. It belongs to the deity, and it's in the name of ISKCON. And we have a whole system in ISKCON to protect the property. So the new temple we're building, whatever, can never be taken over in any way or deviate from Srila Prabhupada's teachings by the systems that His Divine Grace is set up. We have trustees on the property. We have all sorts of checks and balances. So the property will always remain as a temple to worship Radha and Krishna. So this is the story, the exoteric story of the appearance of Lord Jagannath. And today we're celebrating Rath Yatra, and now we're going to have a nice dance, right? So all glories to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, Ki Jai, Lord Jagannath, Ki Jai, Rath Yatra, Ki Jai.